What? What are you doing in there? No. Oh, no excuses. I know exactly what you are doing. Out! Now! Button up your pants and follow me. You are in such big trouble, young man. Your parents sent you to St. Francis so that you could have a fine Catholic education. Instead, you skulk after the knave so you can hide and abuse yourself in the confessional of all places. A place of one of the sacraments. Go and sit down in the chair by the desk. Now. Do not talk back to me, young man. I may understand your urge to abuse yourself, but to do it in the place of the sacrament, to defile the place people do penance. I am tempted to speak to the priest about this. Well, if you wish to avoid the embarrassment of the priest and your parents being involved, then you will sit and listen, won't you? Good. I should lecture you about the immorality of masturbation, but I won't. You already know it's wrong, or you wouldn't have snuck off to find a place to do it. You're lucky that I was the one who discovered you, instead of Sister Angelina or Sister Therese. Indeed. I am the nice nun at this school. So don't spoil this blessing you've been given by talking back to me. I'm glad you understand. This might surprise you, young man. I may be a nun, but I'm not naive like some of the sisters here. I believe masturbation is a normal act by teenage boys. Frankly, I much prefer a boy to work attention that way than get some poor girl pregnant by seducing her into more, well, carnal acts. What is that look? Heavens, you've been having sex too? Do not lie to me, young man. You have been having sex. Not only do you defile the confessional, you're committing the sin of premarital sex too? Finally, some truth from you. There are reasons for the prohibition. Sexual diseases and pregnancy, to name two. Young people never think about these things when they go off together and fornicate. How often? Once. Thank the Lord, God, for small blessings. You probably haven't had the chance to impregnate some poor girl yet. But I'm afraid that I'm going to have to do something drastic to make sure it doesn't happen. I want a promise from you. You must promise that you will never masturbate on the grounds of the church or school again. I don't believe you, young man. So let me say this. If I so much as hear a whisper of you doing anything of the sort, I will have Sister Therese speak to you. We both know how much she enjoys using that ruler. And trust me, she will tell the priest and your parents. Good.
Now, back to the nave. This is a delicate matter that must be done away from my office.
I am going to teach you something that will help you avoid getting a girl pregnant. But you may never tell anyone that I taught you. Understood? Now, young man, I want you to pull out your penis again. That was not a request. You will open your pants and pull out your penis now. I see you're not nearly as excited as you were in the confessional. No matter. You see, young man, two people do not have to engage in intercourse to enjoy sex. I would never condone such actions, but unlike the other sisters here, I know you young people will do it, whether we threaten you or not. Here. So, it's time to teach you how to do something with a girl and not get her pregnant. You may have to teach your girlfriends how to do this after I've shown you. But it's a necessary evil. You're embarrassed. Don't you think you should have thought of that before you made your choice to masturbate in the church? Now, pay attention. Do you see how I've gotten down on my knees in front of you? There is an act, a sexual act, that involves the pleasure of sex without the intercourse. It's called fellatio. Yes. Fellatio. It is Latin. The word was actually created in Victorian England so that it could be used in polite society. Polite conversation without sounding vulgar. What is it? Oh. My dear boy, I think I should show you. I'm going to touch your penis now. You are a little pervert, aren't you? It's already slightly erect. Do I excite you? Do you like the touch of my hand on it? My fingers? What did I say about lying, young man? Good. It is completely natural for a young man to be excited by a woman touching him and talking about sex. The issue is whether he controls himself. I'm going to begin by stroking it, rubbing it up, down. This serves to stimulate your penis and make it more erect, just like if you had masturbated on your own. The most sensitive part is the head here. But teasing the whole shaft makes the effect more intense. This isn't right. Is your conscience finally working? Don't worry. We're doing this for a greater good. It wouldn't do for you to become a father too early, would it? Now pay attention. The next part of this involves the woman using her mouth on your penis. Like so. Now, there are many techniques to performing fellatio. Use of the hands and the mouth at the same time provide a strong sensation. The tongue may be used to lick, like so. Or the penis may be taken into the mouth and the tongue used to curl around it repeatedly to tease the head, like so. You're moaning. Do you like that, young man? Mm.
And this brings us to another aspect of Felicio. Talking and the use of the eyes. If a woman talks to you, tells you things about how she feels and how she wants your penis, it will increase your pleasure. And if she looks up into your eyes as she does it, it will make the act all the more personal. Shall I demonstrate? I think you're enjoying this too much. But I'll demonstrate anyway. Are you ready? Should have taken those vows. I was a whore before. And I still am. I want you to put your hands on my head. Use my mouth for your pleasure. Turn me into a naughty little man. Pervert me. Pervert me in the eyes of God. Make me crave your penis until I can't think of it. Or anything else. I don't even care if you get caught. I want your dick. To have an orgasm by my lips. I want to feel it splashing on my tongue. Enough of that. Remove your hands. I was only demonstrating an example of what she could say. I didn't actually mean it, you little pervert. The point is to say that makes you more excited. And the more excited you get, the sooner you will have your release. Oh. You're so very hard now, aren't you? I bet you want to ejaculate, don't you? I know you do. Do you see how I've pushed you closer and closer to that point with my teasing? If you ask a girl to do this instead of intercourse, you can have a sexual experience without the risk of pregnancy. Oh, you're begging me now? Very well. But you must promise that you will never, ever tell anyone about this lesson. Good. Come on, young man. Come on, young man. Give me your sperm. I want you to give it to me. I love feeling your penis in my mouth. Sucking. Sucking you. Please. Want it. You liked that, didn't you? Yes, I did seem like I enjoyed it, but I was acting to show you how it can be done. The point is, if you have a woman perform fellatio on you, there is no risk of pregnancy, because there is no sex. Button up your pants, young man. Where do you think you're going? We're not done yet. Oh no, there is more to this lesson. If you wish a woman to perform fellatio on you, you must know how to pleasure them in return. Women like pleasure too. You must not be selfish, or you'll end up alone and doing the thing I caught you doing in the confessional. That wouldn't do, would it? But if you learn to make her feel good as well, correct. Now, kneel in front of me, young man. Technique this time is called cunnilingus, and we're going to practice until you are an expert. Ooh.